From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Kimberly. And grain futures are slightly higher this morning. Certainly yesterday's soybean rally has caught a lot of attention, and people are a little bit nervous about what does this all mean. It came after a social media post by the president. Also notice that the U.S. dollar is at a two-week high after sinking to a four-year low late in January. That's going to be kind of something to watch, since a weak dollar suggests a good export pace out of the U.S. We also saw the European Central Bank keep interest rates steady. On the corn news, Brazil is expected to continue to increase its ethanol capacity from corn. Historically speaking, they've used a lot of sugarcane, but they've switched to corn, and these plants are being put up in Mato Grosso to the west and away from the sugar areas. Right now, we see the March corn futures at 4:30 and a half, up a penny. July at 4:45, up a penny and three quarters. New crop D's 4:58, up three quarters. Beans, again, March beans up above $11, 11.04 and a quarter. That's up 13 and a quarter. We've got July at 11:30 and a quarter, up 12 and three quarters. And November at 10.92, up four and a half. The meal futures up about $5. Nice to see that. Bean oil down just a little bit. On the wheat side of things, it's already traded to both sides, but right now, March Chicago wheat at 5.29 and one half is up 2 3/4 cents. On the livestock side of things, we did rally feeder cattle yesterday nearly to fill some old down gaps, but this morning we're on the skids with both the live cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs all lower. Feb cattle, live cattle, $237.70, down $2.82.
Thanks so much, Ellen. Have a great rest of your day and a good weekend.